Queens. What made Bills the right fit for you?
I mean, just there's a lot of talent here, and I'm super excited. I've kind of want to continue to take my game to the next level, and Buffalo just seemed like a great place. The running backs and everything here, there's a lot of talent, so just hopefully take it to the next level.
The chance to block for LeSean McCoy has to be appealing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, watching him on tape, he can make you miss in a phone book. He's super talented and so versatile. It seems like he can do everything, catch them on the backfield, blocking. I'm sure he'll make me look good here, which will be good too.
Beyond blocking, what do you offer to the offense in terms of receiving and running?
Yeah, you know, I did a good bit of third down protection stuff in Atlanta these last few years. Catch the ball in the backfield, it's, you know, it doesn't happen much, but when your opportunity's called, you have to make plays. So, yeah, I mean, ball's thrown, make a play, make a guy miss, do whatever I can to kind of better the team. And when an opportunity's called, I'll hopefully make plays.
What did you make of the market for fullbacks this offseason? A lot of you guys did pretty well in free agency.
Yeah, there was a good bit of us. That was, probably five or six fullbacks up there. And, yeah, I remember, like, with the Super Bowl and everything last year, a lot of the interviews were fullbacks a dying breed and, you know, teams aren't carrying many fullbacks anymore. And I was kind of tired of hearing about it. So, quite frankly, I gave them the exact opposite answer. And it seemed like the teams that were having a lot of success in the playoffs and the playoff run were using fullbacks. So I think had a good bit of hand-in-hand work in that. And, you know, I'm glad to be here in Buffalo and hopefully make that transition.
Why do you think fullback's valuable to an offense?
I think the run game sets up everything. You know, if you're able to run the ball, a team needs to put an extra safety in the box. And if a team puts an extra safety in the box, then there's only three guys deep. So opens up pass lanes and just lets the quarterback have a field day almost. So, yeah, just be as valuable as you can as a player. Do everything you can and be versatile. I mean, fullback isn't just an offensive position. If you're playing fullback, you're playing special teams as well. So whichever way I can contribute to make this team better and make a run at this thing, I'm excited.
Having one fullback is not maybe super unusual for a team, but the Bills signed two with Tolbert and yourself. Were you aware that was going on, that they were talking to Mike? And just how do you see you guys kind of fitting in together on the team?
So I've overlapped with Mike in San Diego my rookie year for about a month and a half. Mike is an incredible player and an incredible person, so I'm super excited to be here with him. I'm sure I'll learn a lot from him. It'll help me, like I was saying, take my game to the next level because Mike's been very successful for a long time in this league. So can't wait to learn from him. And not only that, but the guy has a personality, and he's probably one of the funniest guys in this league. So being able to lay back and enjoy the guys in your room is a huge part of being a team and being successful. So I'm excited for it. It stung, and it will sting for a while. It's, you know, to get that close and fall short, but it's also a part of, like, being the competitor in you. It makes you hunger for more. It makes you realize what it took to get there and that you need more, and it kind of continues to, there's more, you got to go, and you just got to keep working, and it just, that void's there, and that void will be there. I mean, I was almost a Super Bowl champion, but you know, that's the main goal, is to get there. So there's still work to do.
You know, you went from the pinnacle of the sport, the biggest stage possible, to now, you know, in Buffalo, where there's the longest playoff drought at 17 years. Just did you give any thought to that, about, you know, the success or maybe lack thereof that this team has had, trying to turn that around?
Oh, definitely. I think there's great opportunities here in Buffalo. I mean, we watched a lot of these guys on tape when preparing for the Super Bowl. With the Patriots, and there's a lot of talent on this ball team, and you know, I think the opportunities here are endless. We have so much talent, a lot of young talent, and kind of developing that team chemistry and everything like that is going to be huge, and it's going to, you know, it's what can possibly propel us to, you know, making the playoff run this year. So you know, we got to get to work here in a few weeks and kind of grow from there.
What were your impressions of Sean McDermott as you were going through these visits and stuff?
He's an awesome dude. He's, you know, a great coach, great man, very genuine. You know, I sat down and talked with him, and it was tell me about your family was the first thing he asked me. And I thought that goes above and beyond of just the person that he is and just the culture that he's bringing here. So it's, you know, it just brings a lot of excitement. I mean, I've been married almost 3 years now with a 1-year-old. So it's, for a coach who's a family man to say that to me is the first thing sitting down with him. It was kind of knocked me off. Like my wife might be watching this, so she's going to be super thrilled to hear that. So.
And how about Rick Dennison and speaking with him and just how you envision fullback in his offense too? You know, with the Broncos last year, mm-hmm. how he used it and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so he kind of – we've just briefly kind of sat and talked about what he's expecting from the position and just the offensive scope in general. And it, you know, it reminds me a good bit of kind of the stuff I did in Atlanta. And it's – pretty similar in the scheme, so it'll be a lot of the same verbiage and stuff like that that I will kind of have some carryover to. So hopefully I will help in the transition for the other guys, these new guys learning a brand new offense. I've been in the system for almost 2 years now, so yeah, it'll bridge the gap and hopefully I can help some guys along the way.
You mentioned, you know, people say fullback's a dying breed. People also say it's a passing league. How cool is it that you get to join a team that, I mean, it was the number one rushing offense mm-hmm. in the league the last 2 years, and you had two fullbacks, and you still bring back Tyrod Taylor. I mean, there's a lot you can do.
That was part of the reason why I wanted to come here. I mean, to be the top rushing team in the league, but also the weapons that you have around you. I mean, the young talent and the defense starting to play better and better. It's, you know, opportunities are endless. I mean, I think we can do some really cool things here, and, you know, but it starts with OTAs, and then it starts into mandatory vet camp, and then let's get into training camp, and we'll get going from there. I think it's going to be a lot of new faces around here, so a lot of bonding needs to take place, and kind of bringing that atmosphere of let's go play football for the guy next to you and not just for a paycheck. So excited because, I mean, Buffalo is such an incredible football town, and I've never played here, but I've heard the fans are incredible, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
Did you know anything about Buffalo other than football?
I had a look at a map, I'm not going to lie. But, no, I mean, I've heard great things. I mean, my dad's from Long Island, New York, so not close, but not too far away. My wife is from Boston, so up in the Northeast, so I have Northeast ties. And, no, it's a great opportunity. I think that it's just a great fit for me and a great fit for my family, and I'm really excited to get going.
Do